Looking for Life's Redeeming Qualities. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Looking for Life's Redeeming Qualities. If we are living a fulfilled life, if we're living a happy life, if we're living a meaningful life, we don't have to look for life's meaningful qualities or redeeming qualities, because we are those redeeming qualities in everything we do, no matter what it is, no matter how it is. The non-redeeming qualities are experiences that we have because we have not taken the responsibility of liking ourselves. The non-redeeming qualities that we have in life are because we have felt sorry for ourselves. We have felt anger. We have felt pride. We have felt shame. We have felt all sorts of conditions. Now, all those things are really not redeeming, not worthwhile at all. Why is it that we dwell upon them? Why is it that we think about the non-redeeming qualities of life? Well, we think about the non-redeeming qualities of life because as we grow up, we are taught all sorts of inhibiting ideas, where we are taught not to do things, not to be happy, not to be joyous, not to be over-pleased, not to be successful, not to be in every way feeling very good about oneself. And also, we take great joy in winning over somebody else. We don't realize that that's not a redeeming quality for them when we win over them. We think, oh boy, we've won. We have done a great thing here. And so we are just fantastic. Well, for us, for the moment, we may be fantastic, but we've taken away the joy of another person, their winning. Now, does that mean we shouldn't win? That we shouldn't go about seeking to be a winner in everything we do? Does that mean that we shouldn't go about seeking to be our very best at all times? Well, yes and no. We should always be our best at all times. We should always be our finest at all times. We should always do that which is our pride and joy, our love, delight. And those things where we are winning over other people, we don't need to do that. We don't ever need to compare ourselves in any way, because that comparison, that judgment, is going to lead us into a lot of unhappiness. Every time we compare ourselves to others, every time we look for being more or better or more fantastic than another person, we are tearing them down. We are tearing that other person down. We are telling that other person they're not really very wonderful in this world of ours. Now, you say, well, that's the way life is. Yes, that's the way life is, and that's the way we have trained ourselves. Now, if we were training ourselves in this really fantastic idea, this really, 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 really fantastic idea, we would have all of the redeeming qualities that life is made up of. Now, what is that redeeming thing? Unconditional love. If we have unconditional love for ourselves to start with, and then for all the world, we will have the most redeeming qualities that life could ever offer. We would be the most happy, sensitive, caring people. We would like ourselves first. We would find that we are good people, that we are worthwhile people. And if we make a mistake now and then, we pass it up and go on to making good things. Mistakes are not to be dwelt upon. Mistakes are to be passed over, not necessarily learned from, but a mistake, you don't need to do it again. Hitting a mistaken note on the piano and do it again and again is not going to make playing the piano better. But when you make a mistake on the piano, then strike the right note. play the right note. In life, if you make any mistake, do the right thing. Do the happy thing. Do the joyous thing. Do the unconditionally loving thing. Unconditionally loving. Study that word. Study those two words, unconditionally loving. And as you study those two words, you will come into a whole plethora of ideas that are so fantastic and uplifting that your life will just feel worthwhile and joyous and magnificent. Life is like that. We had a friend, Heinz Hertley, who's been one of our students for an infinite number of years, and fantastic young man. And the other day, he realized that he was dying. And he felt like he was dying for a long time, but he knew that he was going to die. He said, in a few days, I'll die. But he said, having you on my journey has been exciting, but meeting you for our next journey will be even more exciting. Well, what a wonderful way to pass from one dimension to another. What a wonderful way to pass from one adventure of living to another adventure of living. Not with any feelings of unhappiness for the past, but with looking forward to the joy and the delight of the future. Many people make fantastic statements just as they're going to move on to their next dimension, because it seems like they're clearing out their house of all the things that were unimportant, and they were claiming all the things that were important. We find many people doing that. And as these many people are doing it, why do we want to wait until we pass on? Why do we want to wait until we move to our next adventure in life? Why not live this adventure in life as a fantastic monument to unconditional love? A fantastic monument to unconditional love. And that's what we can do. Most of the time, Heinz did that with his life. Unconditional love. A couple times when he didn't feel good about it. And he had to let it go. We too have moments where we don't feel good about something and we let it go. And with unconditional love, we move forth on the adventure of being ourselves. We're looking for life's redeeming qualities. And life's redeeming qualities are love, forgivingness, forgettingness, love, joyful love, unconditional love. The love without judgment. The love where everything is beautiful. If a man and woman were walking together and the man suddenly became very interested in the woman, would they think right away that the man wanted to have sex with the woman? Or would they think that he had unconditional love for the woman? It all depends on what the man has in his mind. If he has unconditional love in his mind, he will never be misunderstood. If he doesn't, he'll be understood for whatever he has in his mind. We all are like that. Whatever we have in our mind, we are understood for that. When people talk to us, they know exactly where we're coming from. They know exactly what our values are. They know exactly what our redeeming qualities are. And they dwell upon those. They dwell upon those, and they see those, and they love those. These are things that take place so perfectly, so beautifully, so wonderfully in the lives of all of us if we'll just let go of those things in life that are of no value any longer and take on those things in life that are of the greatest value. And the greatest value to me is to look at life with unconditional love. To look at life with unconditional love where I have no judgment, I have no attitudes about myself or anybody else that is contrary to my highest good. I just think beautiful thoughts, I act in a beautiful way, I speak in a beautiful way, I talk in a beautiful way, I'm happy in a beautiful way. Oh yes, I'm looking for life's redeeming qualities, and everywhere I look, you know, I find them. Everywhere I look, I find life's redeeming qualities, because I live it every moment. Whatever is past is past. Whatever I've been taught to judge, to look at things and think you before you talk, I just talk. And I am always being my ideal self. Join me on my wonderful adventure of looking for life's redeeming qualities and finding them. I love you. I love you. I love you.